כל עבודה שלנו בתורה ומצוות.
אנחנו נקרא את הקטע הראשון מ...
We're going to read the first excerpt from the study material. All our work in Torah and mitzvot is in order to emerge from the exile of the will to receive for ourselves. In other words, we must aim while engaging in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from the exile and enslavement in the will to receive for ourselves, and we will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator, and we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and mitzvot. In other words, we want to be rewarded with feeling while engaging in Torah and mitzvot that we are serving a great and important King, and that by this there will be love of the Creator within us, from feeling His exaltedness. However, all of our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He will somehow reward us for the work. Instead, we will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator. From Rabash, what is the bread of an evil-eyed man in the work? The question to discuss is, what is our reward?
Our reward is that we come to the nature of the Creator, that we begin to discover within us signs of the quality of bestowal, that we'll discover the desire, the lack for this. That's the reward.
As Rav said in the Zohar lesson yesterday, our reward is only to increase the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. This is what we're looking for. It's our goal to have the greatness. When we have the greatness of the Creator, we can unite. We can do everything we have to do together. In short, our reward is only to merge with the quality of bestowal and be similar to it.
The reward is in feeling that in our work we serve a great King as written. But until we have that appreciation, then at least towards the society we're in everything we do.
Our reward is to rise above the quality of reception, whose nature is to demand reward. As you said, we expect the quality of the Creator to clothe and be revealed in us, to merit love in the friends as much as He loves them, and to grasp reality from His perspective, not from my perspective.
I think that our goal is exactly to reach that reward you talked about, and then we have many other kinds of rewards that are always there. We always aim for a result in this world, or at least a proof that the direction is right. We want to see a response from the friends, and it's also different kinds of secondary rewards that eventually need to take us to the goal, where the only reward that remains is to make the Creator greater in our eyes.
Our reward in the work is the work itself. It says that the reward of the labor, for the labor is labor. So we can circulate the name of the Creator, we can disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it gets to more and more people in Israel and all over the world, and that's our reward.
Another great reward there is simply to be with you, to sit with you and work with you, and come closer to that quality with you. I personally feel that as a great reward, to be with such greatest of the generations every day and every morning and day and night, and that's basically our mutual reward that we build.
And this time is an opportunity in the preparation for the congresses and the activities we do to feel these things. How great the goal is, how great the friends are.
There's this thing, this issue that is sometimes theoretical, that we have to bless for the bad as we bless for the good, and it's not really perceived rationally. How can you bless for the bad as you bless for the good? But when we talk about the goal being the greatness of the Creator, it does fall into place, because our field of view is in the will to receive, and that's how we measure. But the Creator's plans for us are better than we can imagine. So only with the presence of the greatness of the Creator in every moment in our life, we bless to that extent.
And with this, we go back to what Eyal said, that whether we want to or not, we do want reward. We can call it fuel, not reward, because we have to. Without this fuel, we can't turn the work into a reward and continue working. We need to get energy from somewhere. So cooperative work, working together to serve the public, to serve the friends, I think these are also rewards.
Yeah, they say there's reward and punishment. I don't know if there is a punishment, because all the changes of states and ups and downs, and as it changes in a greater and greater frequency, that's the reward. Even darkness, Kabbalists like times of darkness, because they recognize it's before a great ascent. So I think that the reward for us is everything that happens to us on the way. That's how we should relate to it.
Actually, if I'm in a place where I remember about the Creator, the quality of bestowal, I think about you and pray to connect with you, then the personal situation I feel, like darkness or whatever, is less relevant or important. We have a common reward of working together and getting closer to Him.
Yeah, so we can summarize that we have no reason to wait for the beginning of the month to get a paycheck, or even wait for tomorrow. What we do right now in the lesson and during the day is exactly our reward.
He concludes with, when we serve the Creator, this will be a reward. And not that He will reward us for the work, but we will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator. This Rabash, what is the bread of an evil-eyed man in the work?
And the Congress that already began is certainly a reward. It's great joy, and we certainly see the revelation of the Creator in such an event we have the privilege to take part in.
It's amazing to see the friends coming. It's not simple to come here from all over the world. And now we're going to sing a song for them, for the sake of my brothers and friends.
Leman re'et Hashem Elokeinu Shalom.